Did you update yours from the last meeting?
Just write them in.
No, I was.
We didn't touch it.
We just did. All we did was the water department.
Water's last. Okay.
All we did. Because we have to set the water rates.
So those are all
for this month. That's fine. I don't know if you saw the agenda
for the next meeting?
Yeah,
I did.
She had the resolution for the water fund. She put down that the bond was for the water tank only.
I sent her the thing too. I sent her the same thing. I said, no, it's for
both.
What, Route 20 project also.
Yeah, I sent it to her too.
Yeah. Okay, here we are. So, let's see here. All right, so let's see, we got that. No debt service for that one, right? No, water. General fund. So, let's see. So, we're up to doing streets. So, you got stuff for streets, Shelley?
No. You know, whatever Jay provided as far as...
No, I've got nothing.
For equipment. I did have it. I'm not sure where I've got it.
I don't have any.
There wasn't a lot of items on there. But I'll email everybody on the streets.
Okay.
We're at the Public Works lines, right?
We're on, 55... 5010 was right. Superintendent of Highways. We did that last time because we said...
That's the drug test.
That was the... Oh, yeah, that was that. Then we were up to... we had street maintenance.
What'd you do on the general repairs of equipment?
Didn't do anything. The last thing we put was...
Okay.
Superintendent of Highways, we put in $2,200 because that was for...
What was that for? The drug testing.
That was for the drug testing.
Okay.
Why is it under that?
I have no idea.
That don't make sense.
But that's where it's always been.
I would have thought that would be extra money for Jay for doing being the head guy. But
yeah, what's that? What line is that?
You can see.
It's 5010.4.
Right. It's a contractual one down.
It's a contractual? Oh, yeah, because it's a 0.4. You're right. Okay. So.
Sorry.
No, 5110.1 is the personal services
right.
One.
We know what we did with
we
the water
fund. We did 3%,
farm,
right?
So do we have to do it? We have to do it the same.
Do it across the way, right?
Do it across the board, so.
So that was 30. He had 34 in there this last past year. So
5,000.
And then you got 5,000, same thing.
Okay.
Assessment. So
I thought we the first meeting was, I don't know why I got a note here for 875
on which line?
Treasurer contractual. I got 875.
Yeah, I don't know where
treasurer
that came from.
What was the doors?
The doors weren't there.
They
were building.
1325.
They were 33-1 down there. 1624.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Remember that, too?
Yes.
That was a question, too, right?
Yeah. I don't know what that was, Charlie.
Okay.
I didn't have anything in there for that, so.
Okay.
So assessment. So for your equipment fund, you didn't have anything in there last year. You had $5,000 a year before. Is there anything you're going to need to purchase this year for assessing?
No.
No?
No.
So zero's good for that then?
Zero's good for that.
No new computer, software, nothing that needs to be.
No, I just use RPS.
Well, I would
use my own computer,
right.
Or this computer here. So,
Got your equipment fund. You've been budgeting around $7,000. Last year it was $6,373. There might be maintenance on that.
Yeah, I don't know what that was spent on at all. I have no idea. If it was spent, Guy, do you know?
It wasn't completely spent. $1,764
it was spent
so
far.
You're talking contractual, right?
Yes.
I got a note from myself that there was $1,700 and it says sending tax bills.
Okay.
With a question mark.
Okay.
Yeah. So probably.
Well, we got the water bills are going to be going out next month. Or in
so a lot of it's going to be, postage and that type of stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Keep it the same, or
come under assessment.
I mean, if it can go down, it
looks
go
like
down.
You got enough money there. But let's leave it the same for now.
Which is
6373.
Okay,
6373.
Must have came up with that number for some reason.
Seems like a pretty specific number, right?
Yeah,
you wouldn't come up with that number unless it was.
All right. So let me get Missy's thing here. Oh shit! It's not dirty.
Are we on clerk personal services?
Well, clerk personal services we did. That was at $18,497.
Correct.
And then we had deputy clerk at $4,368. I didn't know if you wanted to bump that one 3%. You didn't bump that one 3%.
I got on my note. It was okay.
Okay.
Guy,
he wasn't here last part.
Clerk?
That's why he doesn't know what that.
No, last. Yeah, I missed the last one.
Lori was here.
You were here.
Yeah, but I'm not assessing it.
All right.
So I don't know either. I mean, you tell me what I budgeted for.
Well, what we should look into, I guess what you should look into is to see if that ORPS or whatever program you use there are.
Plus money?
Yeah, if there's a maintenance fee.
I'll sit down with Missy and see what she spent on that line item.
Yeah.
Which is
all right, so
1355.4. On the collection, the tax collection software, the module. See if there's a maintenance fee on that.
Okay.
We're under clerk services.
So we're under clerk services. We got that taken care of, actually. So we're under clerk equipment. Last year was $13,344. Previously it was $875, then $000, and then $300, $500.
What did we do with the clerk personal services? Three?
Clerk. You want just 3%?
I know. What
I got 18,497 in there.
That's what I got.
Right. That's more than.
I don't know.
Why don't we leave it there and then.
When we start crunching, we'll start talking.
We'll leave it there for clerk and treasurer.
And see whether that's
okay.
Right.
So you got an equipment fund at 1334. And then you got $5,600 in there for contractual items. So, all right. So I guess we just leave that. No change.
Records management.
That's already in at 500. Yeah. That stayed. We put that stuff in on 2-3.
Yeah.
So really the only thing we got left is street stuff, which Charlie's going to take care of, and the refuge, which Charlie's going to take care of.
Chips.
The chips, which we'll have to figure out, look online and see what that's going to be this year, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And,
Oh, yeah.
And then the retirement and all that stuff, which I'll have to I'll have to, there's no bond anticipation note, so we know that. So those are zero, and the interest to that is zero.
We got to look real close when Charlie gets back with the figure for Aswana, because we collected 85 last year. If we're at 112, here we go again.
All right, so the meeting is next week, so we'll set the next budget hearing, because this was the last one we had scheduled. So just everybody look at your Wednesdays that you have available. I could, just to tell you offhand, I mean, next week's the meeting. The next week I'll be at that accounting class out in Canandaigua, so
I'm not here.
I can do the 23rd, I can do the 30th, I can do the 6th.
I'm not here.
But I would think that maybe one more should wrap this up.
Okay.
You know, we'll, I think what we'll do is we'll schedule two out of the next three out of those three Wednesdays, and then hopefully get it all done in one. If you if you guys are agreeable to that, so think about 23, 30, and 6.
I'm out of town from the 21st of March to the 30th of March, so that week's not good.
Good thing your budget's done.
So it matters.
You back on the 30th?
Yeah, I'm back on the 30th.
Could you be here on the 30th?
It depends on how well I survive Tucson. Yeah, sure.
16th, he says, not good for you, Bob?
No, because I'll be at the, I've taken that course the 15th of 17th.
And it has to be Wednesday?
Well, it's because that's when this room's available.
Oh, okay. All right. My schedule is kind of, I'll make it work. Drove from Long Island today to get here, so.
Then we also have the auction's the 15th, so
right.
Everybody's got to be here that night. Should be here tonight to accept the vote. So you're going to be out of town, you said?
I won't be here.
So we'll have to.
I'm sure you'll have to run that meeting.
I'm sure you guys will handle it.
Yeah. I think it's your meeting to run.
What's that?
It's your meeting to run.
It's a meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a special meeting that night to accept the ballot.
To accept
the I need at least three here.
Okay, I got to have three people.
I'll be
here.
Yeah, I can make it that night.
I'll be here. Randy will be here. So.
And then I don't. The whoever gets elected gets sworn in by the mayor or something.
Well, not until the annual meeting.
No, you can swear in the first.
It's first Monday, according to the handbook, it's the first Monday at your annual meeting they get sworn in.
I thought you get sworn in at April meeting.
The first.
I thought so too.
The annual meeting.
The annual meeting
is April the first 4th. Monday in April, not April 1st.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's the first Monday.
Yeah.
It's April 4th. This one.